This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The indie folk duo Channing and Quinn got its start in the theater. Two performers met at the Blowing Rock Theater Company some years back and found a kinship in songwriting. They're now based in Nashville, where they've recorded their debut CD called Underneath This Big Striped Tent. This weekend, Channing and Quinn return to North Carolina for a couple of concerts, but first they've dropped by our studio to play live. Channing Lee, Quinn Matthews, Channing and Quinn, welcome to State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be here.
Tell us about that meeting now, how you got together and decided that that first meeting at the theater and how that turned into music.
Yeah, we were in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, and I was actually doing a show up there at the Blowing Rock Stage Company. I was in the show, and Quinn was actually designing the lights for the show, funny enough. And yeah, we just started playing music, and it sort of just clicked between the two of us, and we just kept going. So,
had you thought about doing music before that?
I had always written music, and Quinn's played in a number of bands.
Yeah, and she was singing in that show also, always doing like musical theaters.
Right. Right.
And I, forces.
Yeah. And I'd never really taken it that seriously. And once we started playing together.
And how about the style of music? Did that come together pretty quickly for you?
I feel like it was a progression, definitely. Yeah. I feel like we moved to Nashville to play music. And I think that instead of going the country route and being influenced by country music in Nashville, we almost went the opposite of that and really just decided to like build our own style. So we're not even sure what it is.
Well, let's hear a sample of it. We'll decide for ourselves. All right. You play a song for us.
Yes. In this red and white striped tent life, we're spinning plates for nickels under tin can lights, but we're side by side, so we'll be all right, even though we don't know where we're gonna sleep tonight. 'Cause we might not have the money to pay all of the rent, but I've got you and you've got me underneath this big striped tent. So don't think twice, just roll the dice. We could lose everything, but we will be alright. 'Cause you hold me each and every night, and that's just something dollar bills could never buy. No, we might not have the money to pay all of the rent, but I've got you and you've got me underneath this big striped tent.
Underneath this big striped tent, Channing and Quinn live, the title of their latest CD. They're going to be at Broad Street Cafe tomorrow in Durham. They'll be in Winston-Salem tonight at the Garage. And, did I mention tap dancing?
That's part
of the show as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's actually a recent addition. I've tap danced forever since I was little, but just recently put the shoes back on and decided to make it part of the show.
Saves money on a drummer, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just mad that you admitted that it was you, because it being radio.
Nobody had to know.
I was thinking everyone might think it was me.
Oddly enough, it was both of them. You were the left leg, and it was
all
amazing.
That's right.
I've never seen anybody dance like that before. That's really good. The June Taylor dancers got nothing on you. You played with Reed Turchy, who was just in here a minute ago.
We did. Just a couple nights ago.
2 nights ago, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a place that mixes all the genres, man. Yeah, you just all get together.
I love it.
So where did the idea for that one come? This big striped tent.
Yes. Well, I feel like this, oddly enough, out of all of our songs, is most autobiographical to our life. We live a crazy life on the road almost all the time. And it a lot of times seems like a circus. So this is our little circus, and we're letting you have a peek into it.
A little glimpse under the big top of Channing and Quinn. Would you play another song for us?
We would love to. This is a song. It's a fable, actually. We decided to write a fable, and it's called The String. Forgetful man tied bits of string onto his hand to remind him of the things he hadn't done. All his fingers, all his toes, and after he ran out of those, the rest of his appendages he'd tie up one by one. Then he'd trip on trips he'd never take, stumble on love he'd never make, a spider in his own web of good intent. And late at night he'd lie awake, gasping underneath the weight of the great love knotted up upon his chest. The string there to remind him to lock the door. A personified cat's cradle, and he became a man who wasn't able to escape. Before he could remove one string, he'd think of yet another thing that he needed to remind himself to do. Plans grandiose and plans mundane, snowballing till he became shaped like a planet orbiting the truth. And he couldn't walk, he couldn't move, so he rolled himself from room to room, and the floorboards creaked and moaned under the weight. Until one day in early June, the boards collapsed and he fell through, save one string that had caught along the way. That one string to remind him, don't forget that all the string that bound him could also make his life perfect. And that one string just happened to be wound around his neck, and he became a living, breathing fable, and he became a personified cat's cradle, and he became a man who wasn't able to escape. Forgetful man forgot to live the life he planned. Now he's hanging from a single piece of string. Inside his giant white cocoon that's been transformed into his tomb, and the outside reads, "The man who did nothing."
Channing and Quinn live on the State of Things, The String. They're going to be at the Garage in Winston-Salem tonight and Broad Street Cafe tomorrow in Durham. So tell us about the songwriting process. How do you do it? Do you write together?
We do. I write all the lyrics, and then we collaborate on the music, and It's odd. We don't really have a set process. I think it's different every single time we write a song.
But generally you do write the lyrics.
Yes.
And then what about the arrangements and the idea of bringing in, whether it's going to be a xylophone or a glockenspiel or tap dance?
Yeah, it's an adventure every time,
Yeah, and we kind of start with the basis. Like maybe I'll have come up with something on ukulele or guitar or accordion or something, and then she kind of comes in with, well, let's add a little bit of the xylophone, tambourine, this kind of thing. We sort of build upon that.
Does it change a lot during a live performance? Do you improvise at least the arrangements?
Sometimes, yeah. I feel like the live performance where we have a little leeway and we have fun with it, and you know, every once in a while we'll totally change an ending of a song, whether it's on purpose or not. So
will you play another one for us now?
Yes.
Great.
This is a song about murder. I'm just a dove in your tippy-top hat. Watch me fly, but I'll always come back. Dress me up, spin me round, and then saw me in half. It's a show, and I know that it's all just an act. Oh, you never meant a word you said, no. And half the town's been in your bed, so I think you'll be better off, I don't know. But I'll let you tie me in chains and then throw out the key. When I make my escape, you'll take all the glory. And I've had time to think while I wait in the wings. How did your sleight of hand wrap its fist around me? Oh, you never should have said you love me so. I'll make you eat your words and do you choke. I know a little something you don't know. That I've got my own trick. I've got my own trick up my sleeve. 'Cause I can make you disappear. 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 Disappear. But I'll let you shine, play the part that's expected of me. I'll make sure that it's sharp when your sword's swallowing. And I swear when I looked, the cannon was empty. In a fire, it could happen to anybody. Ow. There's no illusion that can save you now. And there's no trapdoor you can escape out. There's only one trick left to talk about. That's the one I've hidden up my... I've got one trick left up my sleeve. 'Cause I can make you disappear. 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 Disappear. I can make you. I can make you disappear. I can make you disappear. I can make you disappear. And I've got a dirty little cigarette. I know that you can keep it, especially if you're not breathing. I can make you disappear. I can make you disappear. I can make you disappear.
Channing and Quinn, live on The State of Things. And before you disappear, I'm going to ask you to play us out. But then thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you so much.
Channing Lee, Quinn Matthews, their new debut album called Underneath This Big Striped Tent, available at their website, Channing and Quinn, both double N's, channingandquinn.com. They're going to be playing in Winston tonight at 8:30 at the Garage, and Durham at the Broad Street Cafe tomorrow at 8:30. They're going to play us out, but first I need to say that this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Channing and Quinn.
Breathing fire again. I really thought that this would end, but here I am, your humble friend, who's breathing fire again. And I've been somersaulting for you. So much my head's turned black and blue. I flip on cue. It's all your fault. This summer song goes out to you. But I'm a ghost. You walk right through a wisp of smoke that clings to you, suffering from invisibility. secret practice for you. Got holes from where you shoot me through. Like a cartoon, to you I'll toast, but her emotes just seeps right through. And I have been the cushion to your pins, the absolution to your sins. I let you win, addicted to the chance that you might let me in. But I'm a ghost, you walk right through, a wisp of smoke that clings to you, suffering from invisibility. And maybe I escaped your mind the way you let me slip inside. Your memory must be just as slippery. A wisp of smoke that clings to you.